Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. It is Youth Turkey Day, so we welcome any calls from any kids that are headed out to the woods this morning to pursue the wild turkey. They should be in full gobble mode today, which is a good thing, and hopefully we'll get some kids that will be able to harvest a nice turkey today. Well, number here is 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. And hopefully we'll get some of those kids to call in. Or Dad, if you're listening and you got the kids in the car, give us a call. We want to talk to them a little bit, give them some encouragement, and wish them a great deal of success today. So there you go. If you're headed out fishing, again, same deal. Give us a call. We'll be more than glad to talk to you. Love to talk to you about your fishing adventure, where you're headed, and what you're going for today. There we go. Huh. What a week. Very interesting week. A lot of work. A lot of communications from a lot of people. A lot of things going on. General Assembly wrapped up on Monday. Some of the bills that were passed were good ones. Some were okay. For the most part, they did not do a lot of damage. One notable feature was event was the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act, which we're glad to see passed. This will increase penalties for people who illegally take our wildlife out of season, beyond the legal shooting times and on other people's property, which is a pretty good deal. So we're looking forward to seeing how that all transpires and how that is enforced and what transpires there, and what goes down with people who are caught assaulting our deer and turkey and bears and our wildlife populations. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we're dependent on you today to help us out with the show, that's for sure. New Sunday turkey hunting regulations. The press release came out on that. There were several laws passed during the General Assembly that will offer turkey hunting. Thank you. Turkey hunting. Oh, man, my chair just went down to the floor. Turkey hunting situations, turkey hunting opportunities on Sunday in several counties. The 2012 session of the General Assembly passed legislation allowing Sunday hunting during the spring turkey season on private lands in Calvert, Caroline, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's counties from April 22nd to May 20th. Junior hunters are permitted to hunt on Sunday, April 15th, tomorrow, in those counties. Once again, Calvert, Caroline, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's. So the Center Shore of Caroline and Dorchester, in southern Maryland, Charles, St. Mary's, and Calvert counties. The changes to the 2012 spring turkey season are a result of legislation enacted in the form of emergency bills. In other words, the laws were passed, and emergency legislation had to be put into place because of the close proximity to the turkey season, which, as I mentioned, youth season is today. Regular season starts on the 18th. I believe that's Wednesday. These dates are not listed in the 2011-2012 Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping. The new law now allows Sunday hunting in Calvert, Caroline, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's County on private lands on April 15th, which is Junior Hunter Day tomorrow, Sunday, April 22nd, Sunday, April 29th, Sunday, May 6th, Sunday, May 13th, and Sunday, May 20th. The state currently allows Sunday hunting in Garrett and Allegheny counties on April 29th and May 6th. Both private and public lands are open for Sunday hunting in Garrett and Allegheny counties as well. So, there you go. Is our phone number. Can I get another chair? We have chair issues here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why. Let's see if this locks in. So far, so good. Yes. You don't have to say anything about why the chair went down either, Brian. That's good. Leave it there. What else happened this week? I didn't go fishing. That's a bad thing. Did not go fishing. Did you go fishing, Brian? No, Brian didn't go fishing either. So, but what are you finding out there? Come on, folks. Join us this morning. I know you're listening. I want to hear from you. I don't feel well enough to carry the show all by myself today. I need your help. So I do. Ah, boy. Yes, indeedy. I'm stalling. Can you tell? Can you tell I'm stalling, Brian? I am. I'm looking for something that I can't find, and I'm not happy about it. But it is what it is. All right. Are the gas prices affecting you out there as far as going fishing? I'd like to know that. That's a very succinct question. Because I'll tell you, as I travel around the state and buy a lot of gas, I'd like to know how it affects you, if it affects you. Are you not going fishing as much because of it? Are you? I mean, is nothing going to stop you from going? Or have you taken a look at it and going, well, it's either going fishing or going to work? I'd like to hear that part of it from you. Yes, I would. I'm just going through my papers here, doing my show prep. Yes, indeed. By the way, the boating increase boating fees failed. The increase for hunting license failed. So we won't be having that. Okay. Seriously, I'm talking to people all over the state from Western Maryland, but in particular, the Upper Eastern Shore seems to be getting pretty hard, hit pretty hard as far as gas prices and people just not going out, just not participating. And it's hurting the businesses and it's hurting a lot of things up there. But I'm just wondering what it is doing to you personally. I'd like to hear. You know, I get a gas bill in the month from two of my credit card companies. I put all my gas on a credit card, and it just kills me. But we keep doing it because we have to. That's how I make my living, traveling from place to place and area to area, and working with different businesses on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and some other things that we're doing. So, are we on, Brian? I hear crickets. We're okay? Okay. Okay. All right. We have 49 people here who have violated the law and have had their licenses suspended for up to a year, 6 months, 90 days, 30 days. And these are people who have violated some type of fishing law, fishing in a put-and-take trout area during the closed period. That was Jody Renee McKenzie. She was suspended for 180 days beginning of October to the end of March. And these are recreational violations that have just come up on the website for the DNR website on the, I think, the 10th of April. All these are over. But it's very interesting that the administrative action's been taken to suspend. Very interesting violations. Recreational crabbing on a Wednesday, 30-day license suspension for Barry Wayne Christ from Anne Arundel County. Taking striped bass during a closed season Hyung Chu Ray from Anne Arundel County, 365 days. Juan Romero from Anne Arundel County, possessing three undersized striped bass, 180 day suspension. Possessing 26 crabs over the recreational daily catch and possession limit. Gary Richard DeMemo Jr. from Baltimore, 90 day suspension. Recreationally crabbing on Wednesday, catching or attempting to catch striped bass in a spawning river between March 1 and May 31. Frederick Joseph Ruff in Caroline County. I think we've read his name before. Yeah, we have. 180 days. You know, here's Jose Canales from Montgomery County, possessing four largemouth bass during a closed season. Victor Cortez from Montgomery County, possessing 20 crappie over the daily limit, 180-day suspension in Montgomery County. Andres E. Cortez Alvarado, taking 20 crappie over the daily limit. Same day, same suspension, 180 days. Elva Isabel Garcia, possessing 10 sunfish over the daily creel limit, 180-day suspension. Selvin D. Izaguirre Calderon, Montgomery, two largemouth bass during the closed season. All these are getting 180-day suspensions for the most part. Carry old Jeffy Tolliver from Montgomery County. A lot of Montgomery County exceeding the creel limit of crappie. Recreational crabbing after sundown or before sunrise with two collapsible traps. Dung Soo Kim from Queen Anne's County, 90-day suspension. The way this looks to me, I'll be honest with you, are people who don't know or care enough about our fishing regulations here in Maryland to pay attention. And it's a good thing. But we do have a little theme song for those folks.
Ron Alamed Martinez, possessing largemouth bass during the closed season. Cui Mei Shui, exceeding the creel limit of trout. Cariol Jeffy Tolliver, exceeding the creel limit of crappie. Siu Man Yong, possessing a bivalve shellfish during the closed season. Yes, Juan Bautista Diaz, exceeding the daily possession limit of sunfish. Viore Trezan Pastian, possessing four smallmouth bass during the closed season. David Ernesto Duban Romero, possessing three rockfish in excess of the daily limit.
6 months suspension of fishing license. All right, let's talk to Melody in Dundalk. And I think we've talked to Melody before. Hey, Melody, how you doing? And we'll get to Mike in Pittsburgh. How you doing?
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. How's life outside in the wilderness?
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you live in the tent, right?
Yep, sure do.
Great. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, the reason why I'm calling is because my tent is kind of like Beach City. The zipper is broken, and I was actually I was hoping that one of your fans could hook me up with a new tent, or at least a used one that they don't want anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel very safe sleeping in this tent with a door broken.
Yeah, I'd feel much safer if you had that zipper fixed.
Well, anyway, I was just hoping that one of your fans could give me a call if they have a tent that they don't no longer want, or I will buy it. I just don't feel very safe. I mean,
what's your email, Melody?
It's Melody's Kids.
No. Don't tell me over the air. Please don't tell me over the air. So, you operate on a cell phone? Is that how you live your life, basically?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you have a tent. Do you have electricity to it? I mean, do you have a computer in there and the whole deal? Or how's that work?
Stole my computer. I had a laptop, but somebody stole it from me.
That's because the zipper was broken on your tent door.
Right.
See?
Exactly.
Well, how big a tent do you live in?
I actually have a 19 by 25.
You live in a house tent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay. Well, let me ask you, why couldn't somebody just fix the zipper on the one that you already have erected?
Well, because it kind of, I got a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
And I did try to have it repaired, but the fellow didn't want to repair it unless I took it down, and I just didn't want to do that. But anyway, I was hoping that one of your listeners hooked me up with a tent.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we'll leave the number open here, and if somebody has a 19 by 25 tent, you know, some elk hunter out there who isn't using their tent, or maybe they retired from, you know, going out elk hunting and setting up the big tent camp, maybe we could see if they're interested in setting up a spike camp over there for you in Dundalk.
That would be great. Thanks so much.
All right, they'll call here. Make sure Brian gets your number.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Thank you. There she is. Melody in the tent. So, let's talk to Mike in Finksburg. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good. How about you?
I thought you wanted callers.
I did. Well, what's wrong with that? Hey, she called in. Yeah.
Hey, I could fix her tent, and I don't have that kind of tent, but I have a 12 by 12, I think.
Yeah.
An old one. I'm the guy that went to Canada and got hurt.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. Yep. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wanted to call you about white perch fishing, Liberty Reservoir.
Yeah, is it good?
It's supposed to warm up. It just came in 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And all you need is a bobber and a worm.
Bobber and a worm, ready to go. Yep.
I mean, for kids, it's great.
Yep.
And last weekend, I took my nephews. I go to these swamps. They're over along the Patapsco River over in Lenticum and all.
Yeah.
And I took them. They wanted a bow hunt carp.
Right.
And they got 100 shots.
100
no
shots?
And no carp.
That's funny.
Walk in the swamps.
Yeah. Yeah. But, wow.
They were shooting like crazy, but they just couldn't hit them. I mean, but they had a ball.
Yeah.
They had a ball. So we did that, and I like to take kids out. So
yeah.
That's what I do.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, because I'm injured now. So.
Yep, I know it.
I try to get them out. But the other thing I want to talk to you about, I don't know if I could talk about it, Bass Pro.
Well, you can talk about it.
Okay, I went down there. They didn't even know you no more.
Well, I know that.
And it was all the bigwigs come over, and I was talking to them.
Yeah.
And I said, I talked to you on the radio, and they didn't even know you.
I know.
I said, what the heck is going on?
I
said, he promotes this place all the time.
Yeah.
I said, you don't know him?
And they
not one of them, and they were all the white shirts. I couldn't understand it.
Things change, brother.
I know.
Things change. Maybe they don't want to admit they know it.
You did so much for them, and you still do.
Well.
I mean, I'm talking about it.
I know. Well, you know what? Things change.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, some of them call in. There's no question they.
They
do.
I do shop there and I do go there because I thought you were still there. I wanted to talk to you that one day.
So yeah.
You weren't there.
No, I haven't been there. I haven't been there since December of 2007. So that's been quite a while.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this is a good time. It's going to warm up this weekend for. Take your kids fishing, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And my friend did trout fishing over there at the park on the Patapsco, the state park.
Yeah, over Patapsco State Park, yeah.
Yeah, over there by Elk Ridge.
Yeah.
You know, where you go back and, I don't know the name of that one, though. But he said they limited out right there in the river.
Yeah.
He fished all day, had a great time.
Well, good. All right, man. Well, I appreciate the call.
Oh, sure. I'll call you, Billy. Yeah,
I appreciate that. I needed it today.
I don't know.
Yeah, I needed it today. That's for sure. So
yeah,
every now and then it takes me. Every now and then it takes me time to get rolling. You know what I mean? So
I know that because that's how I am with this accident. I still have to get myself together in the morning.
I got you.
Yeah. But once I get going, I'm moving a little better now.
Good for you. Thanks, Mike. Good luck to you. Take care.
And that lady with the tent.
Yeah.
I know it ain't as big as hers, but I can sew by hand. I can put a zipper on it.
All right. Well, let me leave your number with Brian. Leave your number with Brian, Mike. He'll grab your number.
They got them doors that have the magnet things.
I know.
Automatically closed now.
Yeah.
You may look into that.
Hang on. We'll get your number.
Okay. You can sew one of them on there.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see you.
Thanks, Mike. Hold on.
Okay, I'll stay.
All right, hold on. There you go, Brian. Thank you. Okay, good. Well, we've got a solution. Setting up a spike camp for Melody in Dundalk. Why not? You know, every year this time we talk about Papa John's farm. The Schillinger family has, I can't tell you how many greenhouses down there, and they have beautiful annuals and perennials and hanging baskets and some of the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen. Any kind of flower that you need for planting in your garden or in your home, they've got the vegetable plants too. They've got the squash and the tomatoes and the cucumbers and you name it. I just can't speak highly enough about not only the product, the plants that they grow, because they've been growing them all year, but the family as well. Great, great people. Now, where is Papa John's farm? Well, it's right off 97, 8065 New Cut Road. I believe that's exit 12. Help me out, maybe. But it's on the New Cut Road exit off of I-97. It's in Severn, Maryland. And they've got potting soil. They've got everything that is right there for you in the wagons and stuff. You just go right in and pick out your plants and you take them to the little building there and take care of it. But I mean, absolutely beautiful. And in time for Easter, they will have some of the prettiest Easter plants that you can imagine. I'm sorry, Easter is over. Mother's Day. That's what I wanted to say. Mother's Day. And, you know, get your mom a plant or help her out and get her some stuff and plant it for her, that's for sure. But they have those beautiful perennials and annual plants. I can't name them all. I mean, there's hundreds of them. But you just got to walk through those greenhouses and smell the plants and see how pretty they are. I really, really enjoy going there and talking to the folks. So 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. And the phone number is 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day, and you'll be glad you went there, that's for sure. And if you're planting a garden, man, in this economy, why not stop there and check out the garden plants too? All right, Papa John's Farm, owned by the Schillinger family. We love it.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, today at Lincoln Park in Baltimore, it's called City Catch, sponsored by Maryland Trout Unlimited, Baltimore City Recreation and Parks, and the Department of Natural Resources in Lincoln Park. Volunteers from the three partners will be on hand to teach children from Baltimore City Recreation Centers, and the event is limited to those kids. If you have a kid in one of those Baltimore City Recreation Centers, how to trout fish. Trout have been stocked into dead run. Several children will be selected at random to help tag Diamond Jim fish on June 28th. Also today, the recreational summer flounder regulations for 2012 season take effect. 17-inch minimum size, 3 fish per person per day, and the season runs through December 16th. Tomorrow, trout closure number 3 begins at 10 p.m. and runs through 5:30 a.m. on April 21st. And on Saturday, April 21st, the opening day of the Chesapeake Bay recreational trophy striped bass season will open. 28-inch minimum size, 1 fish per person per day in the main stem of the Chesapeake Bay, the Brewerton Channel south of the Virginia line, including Tangier Sound. No live eels and no culling is allowed. We said all that to say this. It's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, Under Armour, or a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. And you know what? We'll talk about Diamond Jim. We mentioned him there earlier. He's coming up pretty soon. But we invite you to go to www.dnr.state.md.us or dnr.maryland.gov for all the information, all the details on the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Just go to DNR Fisheries. You can Google that. That'll take care of it for you. And that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. And my question is, are you feeling lucky?
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Aussie Oaks won't bottom do drop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday.
Okay, let's go.
You see his grand.
Kevin, good morning. How are you doing? How are things in Queen Anne's County?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, is it Al?
Yeah, it's him.
How you doing, buddy? I hope you're feeling okay today. You sound a little rough this morning.
Well, yeah, I've been dealing with a little thing here, so but we're okay. What's up?
There you go. But hey, I got my boys in my truck with me. We're going turkey hunting this morning.
Where are you headed?
I headed right over here by the Tuckahoe area.
Oh, that's good. There's plenty of them over there.
Yeah, well, we come over last night and hit the owl call a couple times, and we had a couple of them gobble back to us. And
nothing wrong with that.
Out of there, and we're heading back in this morning. I got my two young sons with me, and man, we're out for a great day in the woods. I'm telling you, it's nothing like getting your boys up and heading over here.
That's right.
And what you were talking about earlier about the cost and why we're doing this hunting, tell you what, the politicians of this state, it's sad because a lot of my friends can't afford to take their guys out hunting. And I work two jobs. I work a lot, a whole lot, just to afford to take my boys out and do things like this. I mean, when you start talking the cost of the license, the cost of the ammunition, the cost of the clothing, now the cost of the travel. I mean, we just come over to Bay Bridge. It's a four-hour toll. And ride over last night and do what I did and ride back today, we're talking $100 a day in gas. And we haven't even talked about food yet.
Where's home, Kevin?
Home is Pasadena. So we're talking about a 45-minute, 50-minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drive a Chevrolet truck, and it's just... It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're talking about putting the special section is going to come back in. And I got a feeling they're either going to raise the sales tax or put a gas tax on us.
Probably.
To make ends meet. And it's just, they're squeezing this state so tight. It's pushing the anglers and the hunters. It's pushing us to not hunt.
Well, you're hunting. Look, Kevin, your hunting license didn't go up in 22 years.
Yeah, okay. But they've always added different fees.
Well, so I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Kevin.
It wasn't near as much.
Okay. You want to put the boys on, have me talk to them or not?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, hold on, Al.
Hey, Mr. Allen, I'm Cody.
Hey, Cody, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good. You going to kill a turkey today?
That's good, yes, sir.
Yeah. Have you got one before?
Yes, sir. I got one when I was 9.
Yeah, and now how old are you?
13.
Wow. Cool. Congratulations, man. Now, what kind of gun are you shooting today, Cody?
A Benelli Supernova.
Uh-huh, Benelli Supernova. Good deal.
Sure.
20 or 12?
12.
12 gauge? Good. Good deal. Good deal. Now, do you call or does Dad call?
Do I call or does Dad call?
Yeah, who calls?
Dad calls.
Does he? Yep, sits behind you and helps you a little bit when you see the turkey coming in.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Well, good luck today. Put your brother on.
Okay, here he is.
All right.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Allen.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, man. What's your name?
Devin.
Kevin, Devin, and Cody, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. How old are you, Devin?
I'm 15.
15. You're almost at the end, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Well,
yeah.
Really, I think this is my last year.
Yeah. What firearm are you shooting today?
Same gun as my brother, 12-gauge Benelli Supernova.
Uh-huh. Benelli Supernova 12-gauge. Yep. What kind of ammo are you guys using?
I think we're shooting, let me take a look. Federal Premium Heavy Shot.
Yeah, the heavy shot.
Loads.
Yeah, the turkey shot. That's good stuff. Yep. Well, that's.
We're shooting 3.5-inch shells.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, that should do the job on them. That's for sure.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, do you guys use the same gun, or do you each have a separate gun?
We both have our own gun.
Both have your own gun. Yeah. And what's Dad? Dad can't shoot today. He's unarmed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
only
so,
me and my brother.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you know, Caroline County, right over there near where you're hunting, is open on Sunday. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. I just read that earlier. Yep, Caroline and Dorchester County is open on Youth Day this year.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah, so if you don't go today, you might want to tell your dad that.
They're open for Youth Day again tomorrow?
Yep.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to look into that.
Yeah, that's right. So.
Oh, yeah. My Uncle Mike, the one that called in a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
We were the ones that went carp fishing with him.
Oh, yeah. Attempting to shoot a carp with a bow, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, now, I hope you're better shot with the gun than you are with the bow.
Oh, yeah, a lot better. I'm a pretty good shot deer hunting with a bow, but... That water was a little different.
Yeah, the carp, you got to aim. I can't remember if you aim in front of them or aim over them. The water diffracts the light, and the carp isn't where he looks like he is.
Yes, sir. You got to aim lower.
Is it lower? Yep, that's what I thought. Yeah, I've only ever done that one time. It's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast.
Yep, so, yep, Caroline and Dorchester County tomorrow, April 15th, Junior Hunter's Day. So you might be making that run back there tomorrow if you don't do anything today.
Yeah, thank you for telling us that.
No problem at all, buddy. Very good. Yeah. All right, well, look, Devin, Kevin, Cody, you have a great turkey hunt, and call me next week if you do good, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There they go. See, that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. And gas is high. There's no question about it. So... 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Let's talk about somebody else here. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I want to ask people right now what's in their bed. And I'm not talking about all you people that are laying there listening. Yeah. Brian. Thanks, Brian. You took that to a new level. Yeah. Coyote, did you say? I'm talking about your truck bed. Yeah, in your truck bed. Yeah. I want you to protect your truck bed with a Linex protective coating offered by Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. I'll tell you what. I did that with my new truck last June. That was the first place I took the truck, was down to get a new bed liner installed. And Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Now, I was there and talked to Bobby the other day. He had just sprayed a boat, and it was a silver gray boat. The Linex material was a silver gray, and it looked great. I mean, it coated everything on the boat. It made a nice non-slip finish on the aluminum, and it really looked good. And took some work, but it worked, and it matched perfectly. The Linex color-coated DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with that factory-finished look, offering superior protection. So you got a red truck, you want a red bed, you can have it, no problem. So your heavy equipment can also be sprayed. your tow truck. I've seen several tow trucks being sprayed with Linex material. Your forklifts. And actually, the Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can provide mobile service to come to your job site for commercial and industrial applications. Underground holding tanks to secondary containments to styrofoam and plastics, even like fuel tanks that are going to go underground. You want to spray those and protect those forever? Well, you've got it. They all need protection. Linex protective coatings have been tested by the Air Force, the Army Corps of Engineers, and even the Pentagon has the Linex material installed in the walls for explosion mitigation. BayLinex.com. That's the website, BayLinex.com. The phone number, 410-789-0199. 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A is where you find BayLinex of Glen Burnie. Beltway Exit 3A. And we ask you to give them a call, 410-789-0199. Bobby Hawkins is the man. If you have your bed liner installed, just tell him you heard about it on Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and you'll get a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, now more than just bed liners.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, 4729 Mountain Road. Stop by and see all those hand-poured, hand-painted, hand-tied rockfish lures. I'm talking about umbrellas and bucktails and parachutes, you name it. They've got it at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. And they have the expert advice to back it up, no question about it. And don't forget those big old crab steamers. Those big old beautiful stainless steel crab steamers made right here in Maryland have Fishbones' name on them. They got them in three sizes. And they come with a lid and a basket, stainless steel. That's right, the last crab steamer you'll ever have to own. It is half bushel size, a bushel size, and a bushel and a half size. That bushel and a half size, you throw a bushel of crabs in there, steam them up, put some corn on the cob on top. Fishbones, Bait and Tackle, 410-360-0573. Give my buddy Bud a call, 410-360-0573. Just take Mountain Road all the way to the end. Head out towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles, and Fishbones Bait and Tackle is on your right-hand side.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Les Consolving. PETA claims that SeaWorld's killer whales are, quote, enslaved. Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 688 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night. It didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you want.
Now there's a song that touches your soul. Let's talk to Tom in Arbutus. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Al. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
That's a heck of a song to have to follow. I hope I don't stink up the telephone.
Nah, you're doing good. Not as bad as I do sometimes.
far as a guess.
Yeah.
I'll probably go less. You know, I do a lot of crabbing in the summertime.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to go less, and when I go, I'm probably going to have to take a couple people with me.
Yeah.
To help, you know, pay for the expenses.
Sure.
So, and far as a guess, I live here in Arbutus, and I'm just a couple miles away from the Patapsco River.
Yep.
And so I lived here all my life. I'm 67 years old, and I never went trout fishing. Never had time to try trout fishing.
Right.
So I went over to Clyde's, and Bill told me what to do, right?
Yep.
So the opening day morning, you played that song at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
Said, get out and stay out?
Yep.
So I went up down the basement, got my fishing lines. I had to check everything out the day before, and I went down. opening day. And I never gone trout fishing before, and I threw my line out 10 times, and I had five fish, and three or four of them fell off because I didn't take a net with it. I figured I wasn't even going to catch anything, right?
Right.
So I limited out in about 45 minutes.
What's wrong with that?
Not wrong with that. It was great.
What bait were you using?
Bill told me to use the power bait.
Power bait, yeah.
Orange with glitter.
That'll work. Yep.
It worked for a couple of days in the open. In the last couple, it worked for about a week. Then I had to switch to earthworms.
Yep.
Earthworms were, they've been fished. What was left, they would just see that power bait flow right past it. They wouldn't even hesitate to look at it, to bite it.
Yep.
And,
they just ignore it after the first couple of days. They ignore it. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, after the first couple, they must have had enough of that. So you had to switch over. Like everything else, you got to change.
Yep, that's
things
right.
Change.
Yep.
So. And another question I had, Alan.
Yeah.
When I go to the grocery store, I see these large shad in the fish counter.
Yep.
And I asked the man where they come from. He said they come from Southern Maryland.
They probably do.
And what are they doing, netting them before?
Yeah, they're commercially caught shad. We have a commercial season on shad, although the recreational fishing season is closed.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's been closed for 30 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they don't let them get up there to spawn. You can see they have all the roe in the counter there.
Yep, well, that's part of the commercial fishery for shad. That's right.
Yeah, well,
they have a very limited window on when they can catch them and that type of thing. So,
It doesn't make much sense, though. It seems like they have to let some of them get up there and spawn. They say, I hear, they haven't seen any shad up the Conowingo yet.
Well, that's probably just a matter of temperature, photo period, and water flow, to be honest with you. I mean, they've seen, there have been shad up there. There's shad up there when the water's high. The hickories haven't gone up the Deer Creek yet to spawn. It's just been, I don't know if it's too cold or what the deal is there, if the water's too low, but there is no commercial market for hickory shad.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's the American shad that we're talking about.
So. Mainly the roe.
Yeah, the roe and the shad meat. But, yeah, there is a commercial fishery for it, and some people still fish for shad, and mm-hmm. They're the ones that supply them to the grocery store. Now, there's other places that shad could come from. There's other places in New York and so forth that have commercial shad fishing.
It's not like the striped bass where they're, where you have, like when we had the moratorium on them?
Not right now, no.
Yeah, no. I think that's what we're going to need if we want to get them back.
No, it's possible, but they're working on them pretty hard to try and get them restocked into the different rivers. I mean, there's a decent run in Potomac. There's a decent run in the Choptank. There's a really good run in the Susquehanna. And we've been, we've been tagging them and studying them for the last, 20-some years.
Right, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yep. So.
All right, well.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Nice talking with you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Yeah, he mentioned Clyde's there. Now, Clyde's next Saturday. For those of you who will not be going striped bass fishing and are more interested in deer hunting, the folks from representatives from Wild Mineral, WYLD, Wild Mineral Products, will be on location at Clyde Sports Shop to answer any of your questions, give advice on the use of all their products, the Wild Mineral Supplement, the Attractant, the Max One Deer Feed, Field Fire, Power Blend, Food Plot Mixes, all of that stuff next Saturday from 10 to 4. My buddy Bob will be there, and he will have one of the Wild Mineral girls with him. Her name happens to be Raquel, as in, Raquel, what's her name, Raquel Welch? Well, this is Raquel. Raquel will be there to take pictures with you. Anybody that wants to see the Wild Girls can go, if you've seen the Maryland Hunting Quarterly there on this issue's back cover, or you can go to the website, too, if you like, and check that out. But Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. We'll have the Wild Mineral representative there with the Wild Girl, Raquel, next Saturday, 10 to 4. Good for you. And I'd like to tell you about our friends down at Sean Mann's. Stopped by the office the other day. I must have been there on an off day. But you can certainly give them a call, 800-345-4539, or visit the website, seanmann.com. Now, what does that do for you? Well, goose season has ended, as you can imagine. But if you'd like to learn how to call a goose, and many people have started to do that recently. And maybe you are maybe you're calling geese and it didn't work for you. Well, I'd invite you to try some of the calls made by Sean Mann Outdoors, in particular the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. Now, Sean created the Goose Call, the Eastern Shoreman, back in 1985 when he was World Goose Calling Champion. And more world championships have been won with Sean Mann calls, not only the Eastern Shoreman, but the short reed call called the Shorty, than any other call out there. Sean has a great reputation in the waterfowl world, and we're proud to have him as a sponsor. SeanMann.com. You go there, you can see all the calls that are made by Sean Mann. You can check out his hunting business in up in Canada or here in Maryland. Or you can call the office, 800-345-4539. That's toll-free, 800-345-4539. For Sean Mann, Sean Mann Outdoors, makers of the terrific Eastern Shoreman Goose Call, SeanMann.com.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, we're back. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you in the final couple minutes of the first hour here. We're back from another hour of more exciting radio coming up. Yeah, we'll have something more to talk about when we come back, that's for sure. We did get this press release the other day. It said there's a Vienna man who was arrested for unlawful possession of firearms on April 11th at 7:15 a.m. The Maryland Natural Resources Police arrested Scott Rogers, Sr., 77 years old, from Vienna, Maryland, for possessing firearms after being convicted of a violent crime. Officers learned that Rogers had several firearms in his possession, and after further investigation, they discovered he'd been convicted of committing a violent crime, prohibiting him from having the weapons. In 2003, he was found guilty in Dorchester County for third-degree sex offense. NRP's tactical response team, along with the Dorchester County Sheriff's Office, carried out the search warrant. NRPs found two handguns, six rifles, two shotguns, and ammunition. Mr. Rogers faces two counts of possessing a regulated firearm after being convicted of a crime of violence, two counts of possessing a regulated firearm after being convicted of a disqualifying crime, and eight counts of possessing a rifle shotgun after being convicted of a crime of violence. Natural Resources Police took Rogers into custody. He's currently in the Dorchester County Detention Center without bond. Now, Cam Edwards has a show on Sirius Radio. Maybe you've heard of it. It's NRA Radio News. Monday night, I had been at a meeting in Annapolis and was headed home, clicked on Sirius in my new Ford F-150 from Bob Davidson Ford, and was listening to NRA Hunters News. Ted Nugent was on, and I thought, you know, I'll give it a try and call him up. We were just kind of a celebrating the victory of the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act. So I called him up and said, hey, guys, I just want to let you know Maryland General Assembly passed the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act, which increases penalties for poachers and gives DNR administrative authority to suspend licenses and revoke privileges and seize property. And I said, it's a lot of sportsmen worked hard on that and got it passed. It was 3 years in the making. It's been up there three times and finally went through. And Cam didn't say much. But Mr. Nugent, who I've butted heads with in the past, basically started questioning me and wondering whether or not any of the poaching penalties here in Maryland were felonies. I didn't have the answer to that. And I still don't have the answer, but I don't think so. I think most of them are misdemeanors. But I said, why? He said, well, I would hate to see somebody lose their Second Amendment rights over poaching a deer. Ted Nugent. Really, Ted? Ted Nugent, who pled guilty to two misdemeanors after being charged with 11 counts in California in 2010. Including shooting a spike buck, an illegal spike buck in California. That's illegal, including hunting over bait. And I think Nugent should have been convicted of stupidity because he actually put that on his television show. 11 violations, pled guilty to two misdemeanors, paid a $1,750 fine, lecturing me on whether or not somebody should lose their Second Amendment rights after a poaching violation. Thought it was very interesting. I didn't come back to him with that, but I thought I'd just toss that out to you folks and let you know what his opinion was. I'd like to hear yours next hour. That's where we'll start. What do you think of that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Don't call me up and tell me how big of a Nugent fan you are and, you know, you like, you sing Cat Scratch Fever in the shower and all that stuff. Give me an honest appraisal of what you thought of that particular subject. Mr. Nugent lecturing me on National Sirius Radio about somebody not losing their right to possess a firearm after being convicted of a poaching penalty. Unbelievable. All right. There's the music. Time for us to say adios for a while. And we will do that for temporary till after the news. And we'll be back with more. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. If you'd like to get online during the news, you have to hold for a couple minutes. But you'll be first up. So our producers will be standing by. Thank you, Brian Farlow, for a great job. Call screener today. Pat will be coming up next, and more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Now it is time for me to say, get out, stay out, and stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.